As Forward Movement Network, we are planning to continue with this project, especially looking at farmers who are mainly involved in maize growing, how we can help them to improve on their production, then help them to see how they can be able to market their produce because they have been heavily exploited. So we are looking at issues of improved production, marketing linkages, looking at how we can help them manage post-harvest losses, especially looking at how we can help them to do what we call bulking of their maize grain, then connecting them to prospective buyers, especially in the urban markets in Kampala, Mbarara, and even out of the country in regions like Southern Sudan and the rest. And we are so grateful, and we hope that this opportunity will enable us to achieve that.
I guess you're also talking about the use of communication. How do you think this will be beneficial to the, what I would say, typical farmer?
Forward Movement Network, mainly we support the use of strategic ICT tools for economic development, I would say. We realize that because of lack of communication, there is a lot of lagging behind, especially when we go to the agriculture and agribusiness sector. Looking at issues of how production can be increased, looking at issues of marketing, farmers were being exploited because they couldn't know different prices in different areas. For example, in urban markets, these are rural farmers in villages. But we're looking at how they can be able to compare prices with prospective buyers of their produce, for example, in urban markets and even beyond. So we mainly focus on how we can promote use of basic communication tools or appropriate communication tools for these farmers. For example, we're looking at mobile telephony, the strategic use of a mobile phone to be able to connect with different prospective buyers of the produce to compare prices and be able to know how much they can be able to sell. We're looking also at the use of rural radio broadcasting, especially looking at the FM radio stations in the region, how farmers can share this knowledge, sharing knowledge about production, sharing knowledge with other farmers in different areas, and also helping them to market their produce on these radio stations.
Of all the crops that are available, I see you are targeting the maize crop. Why did you choose maize?
The maize crop, it is chosen because of its multiplier effect. The maize crop is a staple food in this region. But at the same time, the maize crop is a cash crop. Farmers can actually be able to sell and expand on their incomes. So we are looking at both food security, we're also looking at expanding the economic status of our farmers.
Do you kind of feel that this project by the National Peace Corps Association, for example, this Africa Rural Connect, do you think perhaps more and more international donor organizations that deal, that help with development, do you think perhaps they need to do more of this to incorporate the ideas of the people, like the way the National Peace Corps Association has done your idea?
Yes, absolutely. I think what National Peace Corps Association is doing is very, very, very important. They are looking at how they can specifically use these ICTs, these communications, really to prompt people or communities, especially in Africa and other developing communities, to be able to express the ideas. And I think that is very important. Allow the developing communities or people in these communities to express what they feel can work best for them. And I think that approach is very, very good. And I believe that if this approach is adopted by a number of donor organizations, donor institutions, I think it would be a good approach to enable them realize more benefits, more good results from the initiatives from developing communities like Africa or Uganda, for that matter. So I think it's a very good initiative where you allow, really, communities to express ideas that they feel can enable them address their constraints, their developing needs at will.